Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning. You are here with April Vidal on Live Blog Talk Radio. If anybody's in the switch room and they can call me and let me know that you're hearing me, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty here right off the bat. So if anyone from the SACA network can pop on and let me know that they're hearing me, I'd really appreciate it. Today we have a very special show for you. We are concentrating on Strictly Dance today. If you'd like to call in at any time and talk with any of my guests or myself, the number here is 347-677-0699. We have dancers, we have studio owners, we have choreographers calling in today, but don't let that stop you. If you're not a dancer and you want to share something on your bucket list, well, then you are more than welcome to. What I'd like to do is start off today, because last week I waited till the very end. I'd like to start off with our birthday shout-outs for the week starting with November 15th through next Thursday. So a happy birthday to Margie Baltierra, Rocky Osborne, Karen Gorzo, Andrea Jaden, Debbie Blocker, Dolores Cortez, Ed Parker Jr., Jessica Juliet, Christina Ross, McKenna Barco, and Joe Roman III. A very happy birthday to all of you. What's going on here with the bucket list, for those of you that don't know what a bucket list is, it is, the term stems from when we kick the bucket, in other words, before we die. And a lot of people have a lot of dreams and hopes and goals that they want to accomplish, but they don't write it down. And the best way to conquer and achieve, I think, is to candy, add things to it that you feel are important. And, you know, go from that route. What I'd like to do is also kind of talk today a little bit about each caller that calls in, you know, where they dance, what they're up to, where they're going with dance, and so forth. We should be having a few callers. I've got Erin Babs from Murrieta, who owns Murrieta Dance Project. I've got Nisa Bell Vidal, who is actually my daughter, who dances in San Francisco. I've got, oh gosh, I've got just a great lineup of people, and I'm hoping that the way this was supposed to work is somebody is supposed to call me at 9 o'clock. And I do have a caller right now, and let's get them on the air. And you are live on Blog Talk Radio. This is area code 805. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, April. It's Miss Jen.
Good morning, Miss Jen, my first caller. Congratulations. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in. I actually was starting to panic because on my switchboard, I had some funky little things going on, so I wasn't sure if it was working. Can I ask you, could you hear me talking before you called
yes.
in?
Yes,
perfect.
I could.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. So everybody's good. All right. I don't know if you heard that panic there.
I did.
Well, well, Jen, let's start by introducing to our listeners who you are, where you live, and just a little bit about who, you know, what's going on in Jen's world.
All right. Well, I am Jennifer Jensen, and right now I currently am residing in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay.
I'm originally from Murrieta, California, which is where I
Yay!
Am from. Yes, and I miss it dearly every day. We're still in the 90s here.
Oh. And you have a family, correct?
I do. My husband is here with me. He works here in Mesa, and my daughter, who is 4. So and she's a big dancer now, too. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so, Jen, can you give our listeners, since it is a dance segment, how long have you been dancing, and maybe what is your favorite style?
I've been dancing about 24 years now, which is I started at 4. And, you know, my favorite style has always been ballet, but for those of you who know me, I'm 5 feet tall. So I never was set to be the prima ballerina.
Right.
So
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So
no,
you're very
so
well
I took everything. Yeah, jazz, tap, ballet, hip-hop, and I'm really glad I did because I really love them all.
Very good. Well, we have another caller, but before I let them on the air, I'd like to ask you, I think you have a few bucket list items, but I would like to hear one now. I'm very excited since I have not talked to you previously about what those items were.
Mm-hmm. I think my number one bucket list item for me is to still be choreographing in my 80s.
Okay. And are you dancing right now in Arizona?
I am. I'm teaching right now. I teach about 15 classes a week, and then I'm a member of 2 separate ballet companies.
Okay. Well, just so you know, you are more than welcome to say where you teach. We welcome that here on the bucket list. So where are you teaching? Give them a plug. Do it.
I'm teaching here in Mesa, Arizona for Rhythm and Motion Dance Center. I love them.
Okay.
It's such a fun, family-oriented studio. I also teach for another company here called Tots in Motion. And
we go
into preschool, so where kids are at preschool from 8 to 5 or even daycare because their parents work, and we take them out of class and give them a full 45-minute dance class.
Those work.
Yeah, I love it. And then I'm a member of the Sedona Chamber Ballet Company right now, and I'm also dancing for the ballet company through the studio that I teach at.
Jennifer, that is awesome. Are you, when you're dancing with the ballet company, do they do performances?
They do. So I'm actually gearing up for tomorrow night here in Mesa. We have Swan
Really?
Lake. Yeah. So and I'm a featured dancer in Swan Lake, which
oh
is actually
gosh.
Full circle for me because I danced Swan Lake 15 years ago, and I
uh-huh.
think Mesa Belle might have even been in it. And I was the soloist in that, and now I'm helping mentor the soloist who's in it.
How beautiful.
Yeah,
Jennifer, that is awesome.
Yeah,
well, let me let another caller.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's let another caller in, and you just hang in with us as long as you can, my dear, because I want to talk to you more. Let's see who we have here. Okay, let's see here. Hold on one second. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, area code 951. You're on live Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, April. It's Erin Babs.
Good morning, Erin Babs. We have Jennifer Warner Jensen on the line as well.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, Erin. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You sound amazing. I've been listening to you guys talk, so you sound absolutely amazing. I'm so excited for everything that you're doing right now.
This is wonderful. You know what, ladies? I do have another caller. Let me let her on, and then, Erin, I'm going to come back to you for just a moment. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let's see who we have here. Okay, area code 951, you're on live Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Isabel.
Good morning, Isabel. You are on live Blog Talk Radio. Everybody that's listening, this is my daughter from San Francisco. And Isabel, have you been listening? Do you know who we're on the line with right now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so do you want to say hello to the lovely ladies?
Hello.
Hi, Isabel.
Hi, Nisa.
Okay, so Nisa, I know that you are in a bit of a hurry because you have to go to school. So Erin and Jen, are you okay to hold while we talk to Nisa for just a moment?
Absolutely, yes.
Yep. Okay, great. Okay, so Nisa, first of all, thank you so much for calling your mom on the radio. I really appreciate it, and I'm very, very proud of you. But would you like to share with our listeners what is on your bucket list, my dear?
Well, right now, something that I'm actually for my bucket list right now is to dance in a company here in San Francisco and be able to travel to other countries or at least several other states to perform. And
wonderful.
That's one thing right now.
Okay. And you have something for the future that you know you want to do as well?
Not really.
No, you're going to stick with that one. Well, that one will take up a lot of your time, and probably through doing that you'll find other ventures and other bucket list items. And you know, being my daughter, I would like to tell you at your age, it's very important to write down what you want to do. A lot of us as adults, and Jen and Aaron, you might be able to agree with me on this. If you don't write them down, we talk a lot about what we want to do. And as a youngster, I never really thought much about, you know, so far into the future. I didn't really set really long-term goals. Aaron, Jen, what do you guys think on that?
I definitely think as you get older, I think your goals change. I agree. It's really hard to look far in the future when you're younger because you're kind of just living for the day, which is why having that innocence of youth is so awesome anyways. But I agree with you that I think if you can make a list and set your sights where you want to see yourself in 10 years from now, it'll be even cooler to see that that is where you are and that's not where you are. You've entered into a different realm or something, you know?
Right. How about you, Jen?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I lost maybe a good 4 years of dancing kind of when I was getting married and I was in college. I was still dancing a little bit, but I feel like if maybe I would have had a better idea and plan of what I was wanting to do, I would have kept up with it more. So I feel like now at this age, I'm all of a sudden getting back into it. But if I would have kept dancing those couple years, it would have been a little easier.
Right. Well, Nisa, is Anouk available as well?
She's sleeping.
Oh, great. For those of you that are listening, Nisa Bell's roommate is Anouk. And maybe, Nisa, you can give us a little background on her since she's snoring away. What's her deal?
Well, she's a ballerina from Belgium. And... Mm-hmm. She's also in the dance program at San Francisco State with me, but her focus is more ballet, where I do more modern. And I know that one of her goals, she's a dance major, so after college, she's going to be auditioning for ballet companies.
Okay. And Nisa, can you share a little bit, I'm not sure if you're allowed to or not, but can you share a little bit with the folks what your school is working on now? Because I know what you're doing now, you're also kind of living on, you know, doing something with your bucket list. So what is the event you're working on now?
Right now, we actually just finished our 35-minute piece yesterday that we are performing
wow.
in April. And
You mean straight dancing 35 minutes? It's the whole piece is 35 minutes?
It's a 35-minute piece.
Wow,
and,
okay.
So
all right.
I'm in the company, which is called University Dance Theater. It consists of 13 people within our dance program. And we actually work with Oberlin Dance Company, which is a company that's really big here in the Bay Area. And they teach us their past choreography and their pieces that they've performed within the past couple of years, and then we get to perform it. And in doing this, we go to their studio. We work with the dancers there. We work with the ODC choreographers, and we also get a little apprenticeship with their company. And actually, a lot of our dancers have ended up either teaching there or dancing with them. So, yeah.
Very good. Well, Nisa, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show today. I do know you have to go to school, and being your mommy, I'm going to tell you that you may be released from the show now. I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing a little bit of a Nuke's dream as well. I know she'll be excited when she hears you spoke on her behalf. So I'm going to let you say goodbye to your friends here online, and have a great day, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye-bye, honey. Okay, so, Erin, we do have two other callers, but I'm going to let you go ahead and give us one of your bucket list items first, and then we'll see if we can get those callers on.
Okay, well, I definitely think, and this is, again, not something that I thought of 10 years ago, but now one thing on my bucket list is definitely – as the years go on, I'd love to start two different things, a nonprofit organization for kids that do not have enough money to dance, because as anyone knows that's in the dance industry, it is so expensive. I mean, it can be, you know, in the upwards, if you're competing, of $5,000 to $10,000 a year. And, you know,
right.
It's such an art form and anyone can do it. But unfortunately, you have to have money to be able to take those classes if you're going into like a private studio. So I definitely want to start an organization like that. And then in addition to that, I want to take it kind of globally. Something that I'm really big on right now is slave trafficking of children. And
right.
if some of these kids, you know, some of these kids are born into these lifestyles, impoverished lifestyles, and if they had some sort of a trade, even something as simple as dance, they have a little bit of an outlet to do something else with their life. So...
Erin, that's okay. Now I'm in tears. Thank you. Okay. You know what? I would be honored to help you work on something like that. That is it's a beautiful thought. It's a beautiful vision. And if you can make that happen, I mean, that is amazing, and it is so needed. You're right. And, you know, I haven't talked about me. I was going to talk about myself the second half of the show, but some of what you're talking about I offer in a very small amount through teaching with Park and Rec. But
right,
I
agree with you.
Right. Yeah. But also you taking it to another level and growing and expanding and taking it globally, I mean, that is amazing. And it's a shame that Nisa couldn't stay on longer, because Nisa's got some very interesting ideas as well, kind of in that area, but a little different. And I'm hoping that we can – I can't really share it without her okay. So you guys can contact her. Yeah, you can contact her privately on your own if you want to know. Share her idea. But hold on one second. We've got another caller. Let's see who we have. Let's see here. Okay, area code 310. You're live on Blog Talk Radio with the Bucket List. Who am I speaking with, please?
Oh, it's me. Hello. Judy.
Good morning, Judy.
I'm like, that's my number.
Good morning, Judy. How are you, dear?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. You are live talking with Erin Babb from Murrieta Dance Project in Murrieta, and also Jennifer, who I apologize. Jennifer is here as well from Arizona. And Judy, why don't you introduce who you are and what you do?
Hi, I'm the owner of Zoetic Movement, and we just opened up shop like a little over a year and a half, possibly 2 years now. So, yep, just servicing the dancers from Inland Empire and taking them to dance competitions and stuff like that. So excited to be
very
on the air. Thank you, April, for inviting. Good morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you ladies hear that?
Yes, I did.
She said, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I wish we were all sitting with coffee in a round table, because I'll tell you, I'm sitting here drinking coffee, but it's nice to have you all on my switchboard. I love this. This is great. Judy, can you share with us, since this is our dance segment of dance bucket list items, what is one of your bucket list hopes to accomplish?
Well, we have three ideas, and I say we because I own my studio with my husband. He's like one of the major reasons why we were able to open up shop. And
okay.
We talked about it, and One of the three is just owning a plaza and being able to just house like 7 to 8 dance rooms, which we're very small, so it's very humbling and excited to just be where we're at right now. But I think that's kind of one of our major things is just to grow and move on and to own the land that we are on.
That's beautiful.
Kind of a big one, I think. And then second would be to have a nonprofit organization that just offers scholarships to dancers. For me, it would be locally. For dancers who are, you know, talented, who have passion, and who knows that they could possibly do something with it and just give them an outlet to just express when they possibly don't even have the money for it. Because like Erin was saying about, you know, how dance is so expensive. I remember my mom paying, you know, oh my gosh, just thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, a long time ago.
Right.
And it would be nice to just kind of give back into the community and kind of build our community, you know. And thirdly would be kind of be like a link to transition the dancers from being a studio dancer to a dancer in the kind of real world where they get to go on auditions and kind of interlink them with agencies and being able to provide a source of information to put together a reel and get things organized. So that way we can kind of jumpstart their career a bit before they're 18. So that way they're not stuck in like limbo. Because, you know, a lot of dancers, once when they graduated from high school and they leave the whole arena of competitiveness, I know I felt a little bit at limbo. Like, I want to dance. Well, do I want to go to school? Can I do both? Or, you know, I just felt like maybe if there was just a little bit more of an integrated process where it's easier for them, I think that's kind of nice.
That is a
lot of time in between,
right?
You know,
that is a great point. And Erin and Jennifer, I'm sure you both agree with that. I mean, I know with teaching what I do, most of the kids, they're looking at leaving me if they don't want to venture out into a studio for a variety of reasons. Number one, they don't have the money. Number two, they don't have the time. And number three, dance hasn't really become their life. They do park and rec because they can still go play softball or soccer or do gymnastics or work on their academics. But I understand it's so hard to say goodbye. I mean, Erin, you would know as a studio owner and Jen living it, you know, after high school going, okay, now what? Now what do I do?
I think, Judy, that your bucket list is going to happen way sooner than later because hearing you talk, because I've had my studio now going on 8 years, and exactly what you're saying is kind of what I thought of the first year. And you probably don't have a ton of kids that are graduating high school, but as the years go on and you see all those kids grow up and you raise them and they all start graduating, it is the most amazing thing. But all of that happens. I feel like just in the last 2 years now, I finally figured out, okay, this is where to send them. This is what to do. But I didn't really know that much the first year, and it's amazing how much you grow and you learn. And it's just amazing. And I think that within the next few years, I think you'll probably have to create a new bucket list.
Oh, thank you. I know, I'm like such in the humble beginning. Thank you.
April, you know, you saw it from the beginning. You know, we went from to now we're opening an 11,000 square foot facility where we're going to have 6 studios. And that is all within 7 years. So that's what I'm saying is that it will happen. It's going to happen sooner than later.
Erin, I have something special.
God,
listen.
So inspiring.
Here we go. Whoops. Hold on. Oh, sorry. Something went amiss there on the switchboard. Sorry about that. Erin, I don't know. You know, this is crazy Miss April here on the line, so you never know what's going to happen here on the bucket list. Erin, I know you have an appointment, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you stay on the air, okay?
Okay.
I have three more callers. I'd like to pull them on to see who they are in case it's someone, you know, that wants to talk to any of you. So when
okay.
you need to leave, my dear, you may just excuse yourself, or if you don't have time and you can't break in a conversation, please, I just want to thank you now for being on the show with the very busy schedule that you lead. And I'd like to wish you all the luck with your new studio. And for you listeners, a reminder, this is Erin Babs from Myriad of Dance Project. And although we are in the same city doing some of the same things, we are very different, and we do love and support each other. And I think it's very important for all studio owners to think about that, because any negativity, it's just going to bring you more negativity. You need to
Absolutely.
Stay positive. You need to support one another, love one
yes.
another. And you know, there's nothing wrong in sharing students. They're true.
You're
I
right.
just, I have this, I believe, you know, if your studio is really strong and contemporary, and let's say Zoetic, you know, if somebody wants to drive to Rancho Cucamonga or whatever, and Zoetic's strong in ballet, whatever, the networking and the ideas that come from one another, hence this bucket list, the point is to motivate each other, inspire each other, care for one another, and through that, our new and upcoming dancers see that, they feel it, and then we can someday look back and go, I helped create that. I'm proud of what I've done. I'm proud that I'm giving and I'm caring. And honestly, ladies, I think that's what we need to concentrate on first and foremost in anything we do with dance.
I agree.
All right, so
Erin,
I'm going to let a couple more people on here. I think I'm going to let three people on at once. Let's try this. Hold on. Let's see. I've never done this before. Hold on. Let's see. Let's go. One, two, three. All right. Area code 626-951-858. I have let you all on the same time. This is crazy today. So 626, please let us know who you are.
Hello, this is the mystery guest.
A mystery guest? Good morning. Who's the mystery guest?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you very much on your radio show. I think you're doing a wonderful job. And I'll give you the first item on my bucket list.
Okay.
It was to listen to my daughter on her own radio show. Oh, wait a minute.
Yay!
I just lost it all. You did it. I can't stay long. I have to go, but I wanted to call in and say hi. And hello, ladies.
Okay. Oh, my dad just gave a big hello to all of you.
Erin and Jennifer. And
You've actually met Erin, Nisa Bell and Shayna. Yes, both danced with Erin, and you've been to a lot of her, some of her shows. So that's kind of cool, too.
Awesome.
Okay, Dad, well, thank you. Have a wonderful day. And I'm actually, just so you ladies know, next week my show is called Family and Friends, and I'm asking my dad if he can hopefully come on the show, because my dad is going to be retiring in January after working 50 years at the same location.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm very interested to hear his bucket list if he can call next week. And if not, Dad, then we can wait till you retire and then get you on the show. Okay?
Okay. I have to say goodbye
okay,
now.
Okay, I love you. Okay,
bye.
I love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 951, who am I speaking with?
Is that me? Is there more than one 951? This is Denise Munder, and I'm calling out. I have to be at work soon, but I was just praying that I was going to get a chance to hear all of Miss Judy's joy, because she's so humble. Hi, Miss Judy.
Hi, Denise.
Oh my gosh. And of course, Miss April. Oh, April, how are you? I'm so glad to hear your voice instead of a text.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. You know, I want to make jokes and make you laugh, but they're not appropriate for the air. So just know that I love you, and I will keep making you laugh on Facebook, I promise.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I love everything you share.
Thank you.
I wanted to just say something for a moment in that.
That's okay.
You know, I you know, you see all the hard work that all these teachers bring. Miss Judy is just endless with her passion for the children. And it's not even just from Since Zoetic. She, let me just do a quick background. She has taught my daughter for, gosh, Miss Judy, was she like 7 or 8?
I think she was 7.
I think she was 7. And my daughter's just now 14, so you know in children's 7-year age, it's their whole lifetime. It's their lifetime of learning, inspiring, all of these things. And I, you know, Miss Judy's always so kind to say, oh, you're such a good mom. But, you know, I really feel like she has coupled me. She's helped me raise Katie and my son Justin, who's also danced with her. And I can never, ever thank her enough. And, you know, if I even ever start to talk about it, you know, I get weepy because I really feel that not so much, yes, she's given her the best tools in dance. I mean, just learning so much beautiful expression. But she has given her self-esteem, discipline, to know what it is to fall and get back up, you know, not per se even just in dance, but I mean,
right.
just life lessons. And this is what these teachers do. So I want to encourage any parents who, if they're thinking about their children dancing, you know, that they should listen to them, because it's so much more than just, you know, a pirouette. It's a pirouette of life. And I cannot say, you know, enough. You know, and then of course I love Zoetic, but you know, I'm amazed at all the efforts that all the teachers. Paul is, as Miss Judy mentioned, is her hubby, and he is a backbone for Miss Judy. And I just see the coupling relationship, how it works with us, and it's hard to keep
wonderful.
In mind. You know?
Great. Well, you know what, Denise? I thank you for sharing that, because that's what this show is for, because it's specifically about dance and bucket lists. It's nice to hear her future goal, the things she's looking at, and you have just attested to the reason she wants to do it. It's probably because of great parents and support like this and the feedback mm-hmm. she gets that's going to keep her pushing and going, and that's a great thing. And let me just interrupt you for a minute, Denise. You may stay on as long as you can. I want to find out who is area code. Let's see. Denise, were you 951-738? Was that you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, and I've got 310. Who's that?
Yes, that's me, Judy.
That's Judy. Okay, and then I got 587. Who's that still on the line? Is that Erin?
That's me.
Okay, Ms. Erin's still there. And then I've got 805. Is that Jen?
That's me.
Okay. And, Jen, I'm going to ask you real quick before I let one other person on the line. Do you find that dance out in the Mesa, Arizona area is, I'm just curious myself, is it any different than what's going on here in California, or is it a lot of the same styles and you know, stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm pretty sure it's pretty close to the same. It's highly competitive out here. It's
okay.
Amazing to me just how competitive it's gotten for dance. But I think a big one out here that I didn't have in California that I'm not used to is pageants. And they're so into pageants. So when you go to the studio, it's not just that you have a studio mom, you have a pageant mom also. So it's
oh, boy.
Very different. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Erin, how'd you like that, Erin? You want to incorporate pageants?
No, that's okay. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, what's really cool is, you know, we have a young lady here, Murrieta, that just won. Was she Murrieta, Erin, or Temecula? I think maybe she lives
think
in Temecula.
Was Temecula, and then she was
right.
In Riverside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
Cassidy Walsh.
Right. And she, you know, pageant girl, but she also danced at
mm-hmm.
MVP, correct?
Yes, she did. She did.
Right.
One of those beautiful inside and out.
Yes, and I enjoyed seeing all her pictures and you know, seeing her on some of the shows on TV. That, I mean, how exciting, and for somebody so beautiful. So Cassidy, if you're listening, hello, love all of us. I'm going to let somebody else here. I know I'm crazy. Here we go. Let's see. We've got another caller. We have area code 858. You're live on the bucket list with Miss April. Who am I speaking with?
April.
Good morning. Who is this?
It's Chris. How are you?
Is this Chris, Brianna Hare's mother?
Yes.
Well, good morning to you, my dear.
Good morning.
How are you?
I missed your voice.
How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice.
You too, my dear. I know. This Facebook thing has really, I mean, it's a great source of keeping up with people, but you do miss that one-on-one communication and hearing voices and seeing faces. So this is, maybe we should just do this every day on the radio. Maybe we should just invite you. And maybe that can be on my bucket list to create the live Facebook. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That would be way easier for me because we know how much I don't go on Facebook. But April, I have to say bye because I have to go to a meeting, but I just want to say hi to Chris because I haven't talked to her in a while. So I hope everything's
okay.
Good with your family, Chris, and everybody else on the air. It was so nice meeting you. Jennifer, I want to know more about you, so I'm getting your contact info.
Okay, no problem.
Perfect.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Erin. Good luck with your new studio, sweetie.
April,
yes.
You know what I did want to say? Any of your listeners, we are opening in January our 11,000 square foot facility, and I want to say anybody that supports this April's radio talk show, I would love to give them free registration for the month of January.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I'm coming.
They've got to be listeners. They have to say they listen. So.
Okay. Erin, that is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Oh,
I'll
goodbye, honey. You're welcome, my dear. Good luck with everything.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Okay, now, Kristen, I'm curious. I would like to know from you, Kristen, for you listeners, Kristen's daughter won a wonderful competition. We are all very proud of her. But Kristen is actually speaking on behalf of her daughter, Brianna, because Brianna's in school. So that's a good reason. Can you kind of, Kristen, give us a little background about your family and who you are and what brings you on the bucket list today besides Miss April?
Oh, Miss April, you are the reason why I'm on the bucket list. my daughters, both daughters, Brianna and Brittany, I have two daughters, and they have been dancing, you know, their entire life. Brianna started dance at the age of 4, and Brittany also, they still continue to dance. What do you want me to say? I don't know what else to say.
You're so cute. What I'd like you to do is, let me make it easy on you, my dear. Why don't you let us know about Brianna's bucket list, and I'm assuming that this competition she won was probably something at her young age that was on it. Kind of explain what the process is she went through and what she won.
She has been a competitive dancer. She stopped competing last year. She auditioned for Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. And
yay!
She was on the show. We made it to the show, and she actually won the grand prize, which was...
Woo!
She's still... I still think that, well, it does. It blows her mind that she won it, so...
Right. Well, that's because she exercises humility, and that's important. And I think you're a fabulous parent, and you've raised her to be that way. So you should congratulate yourself on her surprise at winning, really, because, you know, really. I mean, you're fabulous. You're wonderful. And for you to call in, I'm so excited. And Judy, are you still with us, my dear?
I am. Yay.
Now,
congratulations. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Now, Kristen, that is Judy. She's at Zoetic Dance. And Judy, is it Rancho Cucamonga?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, Judy, did you, I don't know, were you able, did you know about Brianna? Did you know about that competition at all?
You know what? My head right now has been in the books because I'm still in school and
going through my midterms right now. So
okay.
I haven't been able to even breathe a little bit. But, oh, my gosh, congratulations to you. How exciting. So what did she win? Did she win a scholarship or agency or what was it that was offered? That is so cool.
She won $100,000, and she won the Joffrey four-year scholarship to Joffrey.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, my gosh. That in itself is like catapulting her dance career.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Amount. Wow.
Amazing. Jennifer, did I hear your jaw drop?
Yeah, definitely. I heard Brianna from when she was little. So that's amazing.
Oh, at Kathy's dance. Was she at Kathy's dance, Kristen? Okay,
yes.
And Jennifer.
Huh?
Do you remember Jennifer?
No.
You probably remember my mom more than you remember me.
Yeah, my memory shot. Brianna started it, and we ventured on with NDP when Aaron and Susan started their dance studio. So
mm-hmm.
we ventured on with them, and then I would say last year Brianna's just been experiencing, you know, as many styles of dance and training at different dance studios around the city.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Kristen, can you share with them? I know this is a little off track of the actual, or, you know, Brianna's bucket list, but I just want any listeners to get an idea. Even though Brianna, you know, won money, she won a scholarship, you know, she's living the dream, I would like you to share very briefly what she just did a couple of weeks ago, because it's beautiful.
Oh, the Dance for Diabetes. She held a class, a two-hour master class with Nicole Hogg at Danceology for Dance for Diabetes. She was raising money for a little girl, Cheyenne, who has type 1 diabetes, and all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, went to Cheyenne.
Isn't that awesome?
We made ribbons and the help from you, Miss April. The ribbons were gorgeous and beautiful. And,
thank you.
It was so thoughtful, and you were so helpful and so kind. So I just want to say thank you. And I know the little girl, she's going to be sending me a thank you card, so I got to reroute it to you.
Perfect. That's so sweet.
Yes, I know that, you know, they were very taken by it. So you'll be expecting something in the mail from me.
thank you. That's so sweet. It is unnecessary, but when that letter arrives, I will hold on to it and cherish it. Just so Judy and Jennifer, you know what she's talking about. I don't know if you've ever seen on Facebook, but I make little mm-hmm. ribbons like for breast cancer, all cancers, and I've done some for thyroid cancer. I never had the opportunity to make one for diabetes, so I went online. I read, you know, what was going on Brianna's Facebook, and she was asking for donations and people to sign up for these classes to help Cheyenne, you know, and so I was like, you know, what can I do to help? Well, I could have, you know, stuck a check in the mail or something like that, but I thought mm-hmm. I like to do things that are a little bit more personal. So I thought, let me look online and see the color of these ribbons and see if I can create my own ribbon for them for diabetes. So that's what I did, and I donated them and made, I don't know, like 25 or 30 bows, and gave them to my husband who works in San Diego. Kristen went to his work. Of course, she called me, I'm lost. And then my husband, you know, made the drop off of the ribbons to Kristen and just, you know, everybody working together to help. And again, Cheyenne, is Cheyenne a dancer?
No. Well, she does dance, but no, she's not a dancer, no.
Okay. So the goal would be to maybe help her fight this disease and get her out on that dance floor a little more. That would be, you know, a pretty cool thing. But Kristen,
yeah, what a blessing.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is
Kristen,
so cool.
Did you talk to Brianna a little bit about her bucket list or something that,
even though she's doing all these other great things, is there something else that she's looking towards, you know, as completing on her list?
Well, yes, I have. She just said she was, regarding dance and as far as her career, she said that she wanted to work more, whether it be commercials or, you know, videos, being back on TV. But ultimately also dancing for her right now is also about giving back. It's
lovely.
It's about giving back and helping other people. So that's
lovely
about her right now. And this summer, she will be going to St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. It's called the Fusion Convention / Competition. And I believe that some of the proceeds from that, she's donating her time, that it's going to help expand the arts over there. So that's what she has going on this summer. And there, you know, there's going to be jazz, lyrical, modern, hip-hop, jazz, funk. And she's the guest artist. So that's pretty amazing right now. That's what she has to look forward to as of right now. So
that's wonderful. And how old is Brianna?
She is 14.
Okay.
Wow.
Can you guys imagine? She's 14 years old. Won this competition, worked very hard for it, and now look at her road ahead of her. I mean, it's a. The reason, Kristen, I really wanted, you know, her or you on her, as her behalf, is to show, you know, and let listeners hear and let their children even listen to this show. It's just so inspiring to say, you know, there's lots of different paths with the world of dance, and everybody has to make their own. Whatever their goals are, if it makes them happy, go for it. But I can say I've seen Brianna dance. I've watched her practice. She also danced in certain things with my daughter, and our family knows that Brianna is an extremely hard worker and very deserving of everything that's come to her. And I'm very proud of her, you know, like I am proud of my own children and my students. It's a great thing. But before I forget, Kristen, I do want to turn around and tell people something beautiful that you've also done for me, okay? And you probably didn't expect this, but for me, at Miss April's Dance, for you listeners, I teach at Park and Recreation for the city of Murrieta. I've been teaching there for 24 years, and I love my job. I have recently been asked over a year ago, the last year, to teach for Riverside at Orange Terrace Park and Recreation. And so now I'm also running a little program over there, and it's nice because they have a dance room right in their facility that I feel like I'm in my own studio. So I kind of have the best of both worlds in two areas. But point being, a lot of my students, they don't have the finance necessarily to keep going out. They will come in their dress code to class, but when we want to do something fun for a show or maybe a little performance, or I want to pull out costume pieces to excite the kids, I don't necessarily have all that, and I don't always have the finances to go out and purchase things just to give. So what Kristen did with her daughters is she has, in the last, 3 years maybe, been going through her girls' things, and every time her girls go out of their shoes and some of their dancewear, she turns around and puts it on my porch. It's just like a surprise. I don't know she's coming.
Oh,
I just,
that's neat.
Yeah, and there's just this bag of stuff, and Kristen drops off stuff for me, and every year now I have this little summer dance camp. So what I do is I put all the things that her girls have donated to us. I hang them on a performance dance rack, and when the girls come in for summer camp, they get to look through and choose. And it's so cool to be able to have that. And Kristen, I just want to say thank you. You know, I just want to say thank you
welcome.
So much. We appreciate that. I do have another caller. Let's see who we've got on the line here. Hold on. Hi, area code 951. You're live on the air with Miss April on the bucket list. Who do I have calling in today?
Hi, Miss April. It's Denise again. I had to call back just to say one more thing. Okay, besides my admiration for all you ladies, I wanted just to share that all your bucket lists that you guys create, even though you think it's for you, like something that would be great.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I think we might have lost her. Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
I can bet Denise will call back in because she already called back in. Jennifer, I'm going to kind of we're going to be wrapping up with the show here in the next couple of minutes. But I wanted to ask you if you had a bit of advice with sticking with a bucket list, since you said that for 4 years you kind of felt like, you know, you weren't quite sure and you kind of lost some things there and then got back into it. Do you have any advice that you might think would be a good thing for girls that so they don't fall into what actually, you know, you felt happened in those 4 years? Do you have anything that might be a good bit of advice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just say stick with it. You know, I'm so glad when I was about 10 years old, I kind of didn't want to dance anymore. I wasn't really into it, and my mom just, you know, kept pushing me through in a good way, and I'm really glad she did, because that kind of gave me the will to, even though I was only dancing minimally in those couple years, I still kept with it. And so it was that much easier to transition into dancing full-time again and teaching full-time. And it's just so worth it. I mean, this is such a fun thing to do. And you just have to keep with it, because there aren't that many people really who dance. So if you have that really special skill and you're able to teach and you're able to connect with kids, it's so much fun, and it's so worth it to just keep with it. So, you know, sometimes it can be hard, and there may be other things that come along, like having children, but it's so worth it to keep with it.
Right. And Jennifer, do you teach your own child in dance, or is she with another teacher?
That's a tough one. She is in a couple of my classes technically, but no, I try to keep her out of my class as much as possible, because at this age, at 4, she can't see mommy as teacher. So,
right.
And I actually find that with a lot of my teachers at my studio who have kids, we just kind of shuffle them between everybody else's classes. So it's just the best way.
Well, I'll share with you on that note a quick story about my Shayna. Shayna is my third child. She is my older daughter. You all heard from Nisabel earlier that dances in San Francisco. Shayna goes to Cal State Fullerton currently. She's 21. But when she was 5, she was in my ballet class, and I have, in Park and Rec, I take up to 20 students at a time. Mm-hmm. And I do sometimes feel like a drill sergeant, because you've got to keep them in order and so forth. And we were doing, we had something where we were doing circle time, and each student was supposed to go in the middle, and I call it, you be a star. So they get to be a star, and I say, you be a star, you be a star, you be a star. And they get a little star, they go in the middle, and this is a great idea for you girls at your studio. If you want to use that idea, I would be honored. But they come in the middle of the circle, and my daughter decides, you know, she had a pull-on tutu rather than the leotard with the tutu attached this particular night.
Oh.
It was her turn to be a star, and what she did was she looked at me. Her eyes got watery. She pulled off her tutu, held it up to me, and said, ballet stinks.
Oh,
in my class. Now, mind you, I also don't have a peekaboo room, you know, where the parents sit outside. So I have 19 little girls, and then my daughter makes number 20. I have all of those parents sitting and watching me. In those days, I was actually in a trailer, a big, you know, double-wide trailer where I was teaching these classes. And luckily, it was down the street from my house, and I had to call my husband. And, you know, then we didn't have cell phones, so I actually had to get on the phone and dial him and say, you need to come pick up your little ballerina. She is no longer in my class. So this all happened in the middle of my class. And, you know, from that day on, my Shayna she's a fabulous tapper.
phenomenal hip hopper, you know, great at jazz, but ballet just wasn't her forte. So later in life, actually at Myriad Advanced Project, she decided when she was 16, one of the ballet teachers there, Corey, looked at her and said, you know, why are you doing all these styles, but you're not doing ballet? You know, you would be such a great ballerina, you know. And her too, Jennifer, if you remember Shayna, she's short. She's 5 feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yep.
she's more of the cheerleader build like you and I. And so she's like, I don't want to wear a leotard. I don't want to go in ballet. No, she likes to be covered up, you know. And so Corey actually got her into ballet and had her in one of the, they did, I think it was, Peter Pan, and she was one of the pirates. And she loved it because she got to wear a pirate suit. So there was no tutu. She didn't. But that's why I was asking about your daughter, because I wanted to ask you that and share that story with you, because I'm thinking, boy, I hope you're having better luck than I did.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just really hard for her to turn off that I'm mommy. So, you know, she doesn't want to, and it's hard because if I don't let her go first across the floor, it's just a whole new level of devastation, because how could I see anyone but my own daughter? You know, it's just, and then sometimes she gets tired. You know, I lovingly say, April, that teaching my combo classes and, you know, when they're a little bit younger is like herding cats. And I love it.
Right.
And I love them to death. And they're so cute. But sometimes it is. It's like you said, it's just herding cats.
Right. It's very challenging. Well, the good thing is I can say later in life, Shayna went on to, you know, she ended up being the captain of her dance team in high school at Murrieta Valley. Mm-hmm. And she also ended up teaching for Miss April's dance. So go figure. Okay.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, she did not choose to teach ballet, though. Judy, I wanted to find out, with your, do you have anything upcoming that you want to share with our listeners before the show ends?
You know, I just want to say thank you for thinking about me, and Denise for, you know, connecting us and interlinking us. As far as what's going on right now, we're going to have a winter show, like a little winter showcase, because we have, like, you know, our little recreational dancers, so we're going to do a little show for them and have some of the competitors just put on a little show for them as well. And
great.
In September. So we're going to talk about that. If you're passing through the area or live in the area, just come on down and take a class, and we're Zoetic Movement. Thank you, April.
Perfect. You're so welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank
you. And Jen, thank you for hanging in there all day and all morning. And I know you've got your daughter there, and hopefully she's enjoying her movie. And I just thank you guys so much. And I am going to leave us all with a quote. Goals that are not written down are just wishes. So on that note, I wish you all a wonderful day, and we will talk with you soon. Everybody, please tune into the Bucket List next week. We will be having the segment called Family and Friends. So thank you again, ladies.
Thank you, April.
Okay,
bye-bye. So, everybody, that was an absolutely wonderful Strictly Dance segment. I appreciate all of you for listening in. I'm Miss April, and I also have Miss April's Dance. And just to share with you one of my bucket lists for dance specifically, is my bucket list is to teach dance and give the best that I can to my students, and to also be able to let go when it's time. I think that's the best gift you can give, is to know when it's time. If they want to go somewhere else to dance, you know, you need to be encouraging, you need to be supportive, and that's one of my bucket list goals. And also to be able to have the health and teach as long as I can. I really don't know where I'm going, you know, in the next couple of years with what I'm doing. I am getting, you know, older, and I do get tired a little bit. The last thing I want to do is name a few dance styles for you dancers, and just ask yourself if you would like to try any of these. And when I'm done, we will be logging off, and thanks again for listening. Rumba, merengue, cha-cha, tango, ballroom, waltz, foxtrot, belly dance, ballet, tap, hip-hop, flamenco, square dance, and Irish step dance. If you haven't tried any of those as a dancer, I encourage you to try something new. Have a great day, everybody, and take care, and thank you for listening to The Bucket List.